This is the Real Pod Newscast with Levon Putney with a quick check on what's going on. So here's my man to get into it.
Happy Friday, back at the weekend's doorsteps. Thanks for listening. And why did I jump online to find Nicki Minaj and SZA are now throwing shade at each other? You know, it seems like the women's extension of last year's Drake and Kendrick beef, the gift that keeps on giving. Hey, Nicki and Drake, Young Money label made SZA, signed to Kendrick's Top Dog Entertainment, and they're on tour in Europe right now. We talked about it in the last show. Drake just had a concert crowd last weekend yelling F Kendrick. So great. Nicki and SZA, Nicki and Megan Thee Stallion, who's preoccupied with a new Klay Thompson romance right now. But Nicki Minaj, love her. She kills it on the mic. Just has more beef than a steakhouse.
My favorite stories of the day.
A quick note for anyone in Somerville, Massachusetts, not paying attention to local news or Facebook or Reddit. There's a 3 to 4 foot long ball python snake slithering around a neighborhood the past few days. WBZ News Radio is reporting it was spotted on Mystic Avenue and Taylor Street nearby, for those familiar. Yeah, local animal control officers, they've been out there looking. Folks have been out there, too, posting pictures and videos after seeing the white snake with black and brown patches. Hey, snake lovers under one Facebook page are calling her a beauty, and they think she's a mild-mannered pet that got away, not venomous, but still a slithering reptile, so will still scare the bejesus out of people and may be happy to be out helping exterminators do their jobs by munching on mice and rats. But that said, Somerville hamster or gerbil owners may want to close all the windows until they catch that python. People usually save their best moves for the dance floor inside a nightclub, but in the Cleveland, Ohio suburb of Richmond Heights, some young women were in the parking lot of a local hangout spot when they spotted a police cruiser parked on patrol. And 19 News reporter Harry Boomer got a hold of the cruiser's dash cam video footage, which he ran in his story, which became a story because one of the young women got on the hood of the cruiser and started twerking. And then another jumped on the hood and started shaking her booty, and then another, just having a good old time, dancing on the police cruiser like nobody was watching. Well, the dashboard camera was, caught it all, faces included. Now, it should be common knowledge that police cars have dash cams, but if they didn't know, they know now, with the faces and twerking skills plastered all on local TV for family and friends to see. And now charges of rioting and criminal damage of a police cruiser filed against three of the young ladies. Richmond Heights PD also told 19 News two have been identified by a regional agency using facial recognition software by comparing pictures and databases like social media sites of their faces. Not what they were shaking. Now, don't get me wrong, not trying to humble brag here, but 8 years ago, I went on a cruise with some old college friends to Havana, Cuba. It's when those restrictions were eased up for a bit here in the U.S. Trip of a lifetime. Beautiful place, beautiful people. Best mojito ever, left with a bunch of Cohibas and bottles of Havana Club rum, which is all to say, it is totally understandable that a guy would rent a 26.5-foot boat from a marina in Key West, Florida last Tuesday, only for the Cuban border guard to report that boat was docked on their shoreline the next day, Wednesday, with a 63-year-old man driving the boat in police custody along with a 38-year-old woman. A trip to Havana with a woman almost half his age, again, understandable. Now, Fox 13 Tampa Bay is reporting Cuban officials and the Monroe County Sheriff's Department in Florida did not say why they think this guy would disobey the boat rental agreement, lie about where he was docking, and end up in Cuba. But officials did point out the man had several drug-related convictions in his past, including one in 2019 when another rented boat kept past its due date was also found, yep, in Cuba. Back in a moment. And hey, check out DJ Greg H and his Jams podcast.
Blazing the best hip-hop, R&B, reggae, soca.
You can download the Jams podcast mix for free. Just Google search Jams podcast mix.
It's Jams Hour Mix with Greg H.
It's not often that you'd want to lean in for a close sniff of toilet paper. Ew.
But the rose-scented paper rolls from Rosie will make you want to press those nostrils up against a roll. And there, you can inhale the Rosie aroma soon to bless your bottom and feel the four plies of cotton ball softness about to caress your tush. Rosie bathroom rolls, because your butt deserves it.
And now, for the world around us.
Officials in France's prison system should really explain how a laundry bag prisoners leave with when they're released could be large enough for a 20-year-old inmate to hide inside of, to sneak out of prison. Because BFM TV is reporting that is exactly what happened last Friday at the Lyon Corbus prison in Lyon, southeast France. CBS News followed up and said the 20-year-old runaway, or stowaway, really, was caught this past Monday, so it's now back behind bars. Now, CBS only said they're still looking for the prisoner who helped him, but did not specify if it was the inmate being released and whose laundry bag the guy jumped in to hide. But a French prison administrator told BFM TV Sunday that they opened internal investigations, too, saying a series of errors and malfunctions among prison workers also led to the escape in a prison bag that nobody checked.
Right away, sworn that the people of the building were your hellong, baby, come go wrong.
Swans with generations before them that all live in the waters around England are probably confused by all the humans in red and white outfits in boats on the River Thames, picking them up and looking at them before letting them go. And the swans will sit there. They let it happen while the humans check for signs of disease or if they're hurt. So they are trying to help the mute swans. Not that the birds likely know any of this. They just know this is something these human creatures do to them every year on the Thames. So apparently not bothered by much of it. And it is Britain's annual 5-day census of swans, or swan upping. It started back on Monday because the Associated Press is reporting, as ancient lore has it, one of the British monarch's less known titles is Lord of the Swans, meaning the king or queen, in this case, Charles III, is declared by royal decree the owner of all the mute swan species in the open waters around Britain. Hey, man, with an empire and navy like they had, why not think you own the birds in the water, too?
A bird with a word came to me. The sweetness of a honeycomb tree.
And speaking of birds in England, there's this neon green pigeon. It's been hopping and flying around Northampton. A UPI is reporting people living there have been seeing this bright green pigeon for the past month, and UPI posted video as proof in their story on this of the bird walking with a few regular gray-colored pigeon buddies up to a larger group of regular-colored pigeons, meaning, by the way, somebody knew the assignment and followed a neon green bird around a plaza to record it. Hey, because nowadays, if it's not in a video or picture, it didn't happen. Hey, recordings of this bright bird, they've been popular on TikTok, too, and locals are now out looking to spot the green celebrity. Yeah, a Birdwatch magazine editor tells the BBC it looks like someone dyed the pigeon that neon color. Now, animal rights groups like the RSPCA have warned people about dyeing the birds pink or blue for gender reveal parties, but I don't know what kind of gender neon green would be. Unless aliens, Aquaman, or the Incredible Hulk, then gender would be the least of concerns. Time for another break. Back in.
For maximum resistance up to 5 pounds.
I'm being pranked, right?
And 2 all-natural 5-pound stones for upper body workouts. Or slip the compact stones in your pockets for a power walk.
A power walk? Some rocks in my pocket? And 2 rubber bands and 2 sticks?
The workout kit. Portable and light. Hundreds of workouts, the possibilities are endless. Only $49.99 if you order today. 212-555-5555.
Uh-uh, I know this is really what's nice as kit.
The workout kit. 212-555-5555.
Baby, do you really love me?
Call now. $99 shipping and handling added to cost.
Boy, bye.
I'm gonna offer you.
What's up with what's going down, though?
Burger King is apparently betting hungry people in Japan, outside of sumo wrestlers, will want to eat like one would imagine a sumo wrestler would. The Guardian is reporting BK has come out with a burger in Japan called the Baby Body Burger. 5 beef patties, 4 slices of cheese with bacon, lettuce, and tomato. 1,876 calories, give or take, weighs about 680 grams. That comes out to about a 1.5 pounder. Costs just over 13 British pounds, so about 1750 in U.S. bucks. Makes the Whopper look wimpy. For a limited time only, though. Yeah, Burger King partnered up with the Japan Sumo Association to start the promotion last Friday to go with their sumo tournament going on this month. Now, no word if this will ever get added to a Burger King menu in America, but hey, we have cellulite forming options everywhere we turn here, so we're good.
Somebody famous had a birthday today.
Celebrity birthdays next.
Silky Way Hair Conditioning at better beauty stores everywhere.
And Hennessy, but all day long she was sucking up the body. The girl jumped my face and asked what was my name. When she found out her life ain't been the same, they call me Wampa, they call me Wampa.
Ooh, Wampa.
They call me Wampa, they call me Wampa.
Pop Daddy.
They call me.
Time for birthdays.
Celebrity birthdays, starting with Friday the 18th.
On the way down.
Singer Ryan Cabrera, 43. Veronica Mars, actor Kristen Bell, Emmy-nominated actor, with her husband posting pics of how she celebrated the nomination. Bell, 45. Rapper M.I.A. is 50 now. Triple X, actor Vin Diesel's 58. Former talk show host and actor Wendy Williams. How you doing? Well, she has aphasia these days and early dementia, turning 61. Hope she's doing as well as possible. Actor Anne Marie Johnson, 65. Motown singer Martha Reeves, Martha and the Vandellas, 84. Josh's dad and Streisand's husband, actor James Brolin, is 85.
I keep away from a run around sewer.
Singer Dion and the Belmonts, he is 86. And on Saturday, comedian Dustin Ybarra will be 39. Toby in This Is Us, actor Chris Sullivan, 45. Actor Benedict Cumberbatch will turn 49. ER, Anthony Edwards, the actor, not the NBA baller, but Dr. Green in ER, 63. Iola in the old show Mama's Family, actor Beverly Archer, 77. Queen guitarist Brian May will be 78. Not just an average white band, but the average white band. Co-founder, singer, guitarist Alan Gorey, 79. And singer Vicky Carr will be 85. Then on Sunday, the 20th.
Had that song in my head all day. Yeah.
Dancing with the Stars pro dancer, singer, and actor Julianne Hough, 37. Model and Tom's ex, Giselle Bundchen, just had her third baby. She'll be 45. Actor and former MTV VJ Simon Rex, 51. Q in Juice, love and basketball too. Actor Omar Epps will be 52. Actor Sandra Oh, 54. Sawyer in the old show Lost. Actor Josh Holloway, 56. Mayhem in the Allstate commercials. Actor Dean Winters, 61. Santana, guitarist and overall musical god, Carlos Santana will turn 78 Sunday.
Betty Davis Eyes.
And Betty Davis Eyes. Singer Kim Carnes will be 80. Then on Monday.
Exijo contigo una entrevista, sospecho plagio a mi señora.
Singer Romeo Santos will turn 44.
And I need you to know you can fall into me.
Emerson Drive lead singer Brad Mates will be 47.
Just
And Bob's Boy, singer Damian Marley, Junior Gong, also 47. And make it a trifecta. Actor Josh Hartnett, also 47. Actor Alicia Reiner, 55. Comedian and actor John Lovitz. Don't put him in a room with Andy Dick, by the way. Lovitz will be 68. Doonesbury cartoonist Gary Trudeau will turn 77 Monday. And
how can I try to explain?
Singer Yusuf Islam, used to be known as Cat Stevens, he'll also turn 77. And that will do it for another Real Pod Newscast. Thanks as always for listening. Have a great, safe, and fun weekend. Back on Tuesday.
This has been the Real Pod Newscast with Levon Putney from Shownuff Productions. And for more, hit up the website realpodnewscast.com. That's Real with two E's. This is Big Daddy Marty Allen. Thanks for listening.
Show enough.